It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She don't call me Tunchin no more, she call me babe.
I don't give a fuck about these niggas all in my face, cause I'm in the club going up on a weekday. I got an off day tomorrow.
Hey.
Bad bitch too, she got a
we gonna let this ride, baby. Your boy got 9 off days. I don't go back to work till the 27th. I'm recording every day. That's the main thing I'm doing. With the petite waist, that's cash, touch to get a knee skirt.
Then she ride that dick on the freeway. And now them titties sitting right,
yeah, I want a bike, yeah. Hey.
Right,
yeah.
That's word to my right hand. That's my dyke hand. Shout it with the nice ass. Need some flight plans.
I'ma fuck her right fast. Fly right back. Hold up. Alright, bruh. What's up? Welcome back to Off Day Tomorrow. I'm asleep late. It shows Kevin 27, and we are back. We have a slew of conversations and topics to talk about. You know what I mean? So please make sure you are liking, commenting, and subscribing. On this video, we got a lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? I just let that rock. Like I said, I got a lot of off days, so it's going to be a lot of content, a lot of these types of, you know, audios and videos. But regardless, man, I'm just happy to be doing this. You know, this is such fun for me because I actually get to talk to you guys about the stuff that I like all of the stuff. So I am happy you guys are tuning in. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like when I drop these episodes, people don't listen. People messing with it. So I appreciate you guys. And, you know, stand there holding your boy down, man. So, today we going to talk about NBA in-season tournament. We're going to talk about WNBA draft. And yes, that's right. You know, I got to keep the patriarchy intact. Come on, man. And we're going to talk about whatever news has been around going on Twitter. You know how I get down. So please make sure you are ready. Let's go. It is 1 a.m, but I got an off day tomorrow. So I'm going to sleep late anyways. So who cares? I might be ordering my food about 2 a.m. when I'm super slizzer drunk. So let's go ahead and get it, man. So first off, let's talk about some NBA. You know, let's enjoy some NBA. Y'all little boys, NCAA. Let's talk some NBA, man. The Warriors, they didn't make it. But you know who did? The Lakers. Shout out to my Lakers, man. We not going outside like the Warriors. I don't care what nobody say, man. If you don't make the playoffs, you are not litty. The Warriors didn't make it. Blow the whole team up. Klay Thompson, yo, my guy. Hey, man, I watched the game where Klay Thompson dropped 37 in the quarter, you know, and I'm saying that with my LeBron face on. You know, I watched that game, man, and to see Klay Thompson where he at, a clutch game last night, and my man showed up 0 for 10 and 0 for 6 from the three-point line. It's over. My man, you washed. you know, and I don't want to, it's so hard to be like that, but a game of that magnitude, you can't go 0 for 10. You got to at least make a bucket, man. You got to at least make a bucket, man. And Klay Thompson, you know, it's sad to see, bro. It's sad to see because all it is, it's just a sign of getting older. You know, it's kind of how I'm how I start to feel about it. Like when I see my man's Wayne drop a song, like, you know, I start with this Wayne song every day. I bet this song came out 9 years ago and I play it all the time because, you know, Wayne is my favorite artist. Like I fuck with Drake, but Wayne is my favorite artist. And, you know, to see your favorites or see some of the greats get washed, it's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? We just seen Blake Griffin announce retirement. I remember his rookie season. I remember it being a big deal because he got hurt the season before. And people was like, well, is he a rookie? Is he really a rookie? You know what I mean? But, you know, it's kind of crazy, bro. Like Blake Griffin are retired. So it's hard to see because it's just a sign of getting older. And honestly, getting older is a blessing. You know, I had a recent health scare and man, shit. Once things start getting a little better, you start getting a different perspective on life. You know what I mean? So, you know, getting older is definitely a blessing and we don't want to act like it's not. So, I mean, what does that mean for the Warriors though? I think they gotta at least, they need another elite player. They don't have another elite player. They just have Curry. Curry, even though he had a bad game last night against the Kings, you know, he had a bad game against the Kings. I think he only scored like 22 points or something. You know, no, that's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done. But I think the thing with Steph Curry, he just need another second player. And I don't think he's good. And I don't even want to say he's not good enough because you just never know the way he's able to shoot. Curry is so good that I think what Curry did, you got to think Curry been popping. I think they won their first championship in 2015. That was 9 years ago. And now we got Caitlin Clark. Steph Curry could be responsible for putting the WNBA on the map. Just his style of play inspired someone like Caitlin Clark to play like him. And now look at what is going on in women's sports. You know what I mean? So again, here I go with the patriarchy, but still I'm just keeping it real, bro. So I think Steph Curry is still very good. He just needs a number two. Now, where do they get that? I mean, Giannis isn't leaving anytime soon. And you would have thought, I mean, obviously Damian Lillard and Steph Curry is not a comparison, but you know, you would have thought they would have been a little better. And when I say they, I mean the Milwaukee Bucks, and they aren't. Okay. So it's a little crazy, you know, but damn, it's kind of sad to see, man. The Warriors not in the playoffs. I think this is the third time in 5 years they missed the playoffs, man. So they got their championship, that last hurrah against the Celtics, which I'm very glad that the Celtics did not get a championship, you know, and I don't want them to get number 18. Obviously, I'm a Lakers fan, you know, but it's kind of sad to see, man. The dynasty is over. It's over. Unless they get a number, and I don't see a strong number two out there that is willing to leave. What's a strong number two in the NBA that's willing to leave? You know, Ja Morant is in. They play the same position, so that's probably not even a good matchup or a good pairing. If you think of any of the bigs, obviously Jokic isn't leaving. Luka isn't leaving Dallas. It's really, I don't see anyone to really pair Steph Curry with. So Steph Curry would obviously, if he wants to win another championship, I think he's going to have to leave Golden State. And I'm not sure if he's going to want to do that. He might want to be like Kobe and just ride it out, man, until it's over and retire as a Warrior. Played, you know, his whole career with one jersey. Now, remember, Tom Brady, he has left New England and went to Tampa Bay and obviously made a new home there, you know, but people leave all the time, so it's not like it's a stain on your legacy. But I just don't think Steph Curry can win anymore in Golden State. You know, I think they squeezed all of the juice out of that orange. I think they squeezed all of it, all of the juice out of that orange. So salute, but shout out to my Lakers. They fought a tough battle against the Pelicans. And honestly, I don't want to say it like this, but we got blessed. I think if Zion Williamson doesn't get hurt, they win that game. They were right there, and Zion Williamson got hurt, and they were still right there. It was still a close game. So we might have still ended up winning, and I think if we would have had to play the Kings might have beat us too, because the Kings beat the Lakers 4-0 this year. So we still might have – we might have not even gotten out of the play-in. But we did. So we're going to face the Nuggets, and the Nuggets are going to whoop our ass in either five or I don't want to say sweep. You never want to say sweep, but they're going to beat us in five or six games. It's not like when I had way more confidence when we played against the Grizzlies. I'm like, I don't respect y'all. Y'all the Grizzlies. Like, I ain't seen y'all do shit ever. What have the Grizzlies ever done? Like, I don't even think they ever been to the finals. I'm not even sure if they've been to a conference final. So, But the Nuggets as a two seed, that's scary. I'm afraid of that for sure, for sure. So, whatever you say, I don't know, but I'm afraid that it's Nuggets in five or six, and it's not really much to spend on that. The Lakers are right there with the Warriors. I'm just happy we still made the playoffs. You know, as long as you at least make the playoffs, you know, considering expectations, it's a successful season. You know, when you miss the playoffs like the Warriors, it's like you got to blow it up. You know, now if the Lakers come back next year with LeBron and AD and they don't make the playoffs, then yeah, it's time to either move AD, LeBron, you need to retire, or something need to happen, and we got to start fresh, you know, and just try to wing it and go back to those dog years. At least we got one championship out of LeBron, you know. I always say I hate that we got LeBron when he wasn't the shit anymore. Like, LeBron is still good, and he was still good those couple years, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. We did have a bad team that one year. I'm not sure. I don't think we had Anthony Davis, though. But I remember that year we missed the playoffs. I think that was 2019. I remember when we got Anthony Davis. And my mom called me, and my brothers was in the background. They was like, Kevin, guess who the Lakers got? And I was like, what? They was like, we got Anthony Davis. And I was like, yes, yes. Yes, we're going to win a championship. And then we won a championship. And the Lakers were going to win a championship regardless. I know people try to put an asterisk. And I do feel it is kind of, because I didn't feel the same when we won the championship as opposed to in 2020, as opposed to when we won in 2010. You know, it didn't feel the same. I think it's because there was no crowd and all of that stuff. But regardless, we still won a chip. So, salute to the Lakers. You know, I don't know what else to say to that. So, from what I've seen in the East, Chicago beat the Hawks, knocked them out the playoffs. And Philly beat Miami and knocked them out of I think they knocked them out of the playoffs for sure. No. I think Miami and Miami, because they lost, they got to play whoever. Oh, they got to play the Bulls for the AFC. So they still got to go, and I'm pretty sure Miami would beat the Bulls because Miami was in the same predicament last year. I think they lost the play-in, and they beat the Bulls, and they went to the finals. So still watch out for Miami and playoff Jimmy. It's a thing. I seen the commercial. Yo, the ballers, they rise to the occasion in the playoffs. It's the real ballers. Third glass. Come on, let's go. All right, man. So let's talk the WNBA draft. And as you can see, I'm going to take a picture of my my Las Vegas Aces wall just to show you guys. I'm posting on my story at Kevin27World on Instagram. Make sure you guys are following. And I'm doing no more follow for follows, man. I'm doing no more unless you DM me. If you DM me and you be like, yo, Kevin, I mess with your podcast, I'll follow you back. But if you just follow me, I'm not following anyone back unless they DM me. So let's go to the WNBA draft. And obviously, number one overall was Caitlin Clark from Iowa, averaged 28 points per game, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, scored 46% of her field goals. She was the shit. And she is the person that is bringing all of the eyes and attention. And I'm not sure why. Is it because NIL or is it because she can shoot from the parking lot? And that's why I said with Steph Curry. I know people was like, oh my God, but it's really, I think Steph Curry with him being able to shoot from long range, because bro, Steph Curry has, to me, he got the greatest highlight package because he can shoot from like those shots. I know how hard it is to just shoot a regular three. So when you see Steph Curry shoot from damn near half court and then he turn around and run away, that shit is the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I haven't seen Caitlin Clark do the shoot and run away yet, but just her being able to shoot from that far of a distance, it's just amazing to watch. So I think that's why, because Breonna Stewart, she won 4 times, right, in college, and she came in the WNBA and was balling. So I wonder why, and she gets a lot of love. She has her own signature shoe, which we're going to talk about that a little later, Nike. She has her own signature shoe. So I wonder why the eyeballs weren't there, because I'm telling you, every day when I'm listening and watching, I'm listening to radio shows and hearing the average person talk, it's so, and women, it's women too, is what's tripping me out. Like, it's women that's like, oh, I didn't even start watching college and, you know, until this year. But I'm telling you what it is. Bro, America is just so racist, you know, and it's just inherently racist. And it's so divided between black and white that when Angel Reese did what she did, when she did the You Can't See Me, because if she never does that, she doesn't have as many fans as she has to this day. I think people would have been happy. I think it would have been, I think it would have been what it was this year with South Carolina. Like, South Carolina went undefeated. And they aren't really talked about. Like, they aren't really talked about. I didn't hear Jill Biden say a damn thing this year. You know what I mean? But last year, because it was like a racial thing, and, you know, Andrew Reese went and did the You Can't See Me. I think she did it like 3 times, and it pissed white America off. Because they're going to always root for theirs, you know, and it pissed white America off to the point where Dave Portnoy went and called her a classless piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that led a lot of black America to rally behind Angel Reese and treat her like, hey, this the Bayou Barbie. You know, because my mom is an Angel Reese fan. And I'm like, and not that I'm like, why? But I'm like, why aren't you an Asia Wilson fan? Like, we live in Las Vegas. Asia Wilson brought back-to-back championships to the city, and my mom is not a fan of her. And I wonder why. It's because she didn't have that controversy, and it's not a black and white thing, and everybody picks a side. And I really hate that America is still like that to this day. So I really wonder why it's so many eyes on Caitlin Clark. And, you know, because I don't understand why it wasn't like that with Breonna Stewart. Like, bro, when I seen the draft numbers, it was like the WNBA draft this year was like 5.4 million viewers. And then I think the next highest is like 600,000. Like, that shit crazy to me. That shit crazy. Like, Caitlin Clark, she coming with some serious star power. So I'm excited to see what she's going to do, because while I don't root for Caitlin Clark, as far as, like, obviously, bro, it's politics. Like, she going against Dawn Staley. So I'm going to be rooting for Dawn Staley, a black person, obviously predominantly black team, South Carolina. And they had lost the year before, and Caitlin Clark disrespected, you know, the person that locked her down. You know, it was like, oh, man, fuck her. She can't shoot. Disrespected her. So, obviously, you want to see some get back. Just like people wanted to see Iowa get that get back on LSU, and they did. You know, so it's all a part of the game. But I'm excited to see how the W is going to grow this year with Caitlin Clark, and I want her to do good. Except for when she plays against the Aces. I want Caitlin Clark to ball out, because the more she balls out, the more the W is going to ascend. And I hope this isn't just a fad. That's why I want her to be good, because I don't want this just to be a fad, because I'm embarrassed for y'all, the amount of y'all that say y'all just started watching last year and this year. I'm embarrassed for y'all, because shit, women's basketball been fire, bro. Like, women's basketball has been fire. So I don't know what y'all been thinking. So number two, the LA Sparks got Cameron Brink, and salute to her. Come from Stanford, 14 points a game, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, and she makes 52% of her field goals. That's a big one for LA. You know, LA has been down. I feel like LA been down pretty much since Candace Parker left, because Candace Parker left and Chelsea Gray came to the Aces. So they've been pretty much down since then. Can Cameron Brink be a game changer? I don't know. We'll see. You know, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know how much her game, is going to translate to the WNBA, but we'll see. Number three, the Chicago Sky select Camila Cardoso, and she averaged 10 points per game, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and she made 57% of her shots. Also, she made the biggest shot when, it wasn't the SEC championship, but it was before that, and the Gamecocks was down 1. She was wide open from the 3. Dawn Staley knew she would be wide open. Dawn Staley said, shoot that shit. And that gave her the confidence. She got that wide open 3. She drained that bitch. And the Gamecocks ended up winning by 2. Also went on to go undefeated. So Camila Cardoso, she got something in her when it comes to clutchness. And I think she like 6'7 or 6'8. She's a dog. She's from Brazil. You know, she's going to be a problem in the league. So get ready for Camila Cardoso. Rekia Jackson, forward from Tennessee. I don't know much about 17.8 points per game, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and she makes 47% of her shots. I don't know much about her, but she went fourth. So, obviously, she is going to – well, she should be a problem. And she's going to the LA Sparks as well. So the LA Sparks, man, and this is a theme in this draft. Now, you got to remember, the WNBA only has 12 teams. And this is what we're going to talk about this after, because I'm tired of y'all trying to shame, you know, the people going to the WNBA. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, bro. Like, I'm sick of it. Matter of fact, I'm going to do WNBA. And I'm gonna hit a screenshot because I don't want to forget it, because I'm sick of y'all. But anyways, damn. Man, what the hell? Anyways, so yeah. Yeah, the LA Sparks, man, they are loading up, and yo, they might be a problem. I might have to go to LA, man, and watch one of the games, man. I think I'm gonna do that. If it's a WNBA fan out there, like what's her name? The homie Mish, man. I know she be traveling, man. Me and Mish, we should go to a Aces game in LA. But anyways, all right. So number five, we got J.C. Sheldon. She's coming out of Ohio State. Obviously, she's American. Well, I don't want to say obviously, but she's American. And she scored 15 points per game, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and she makes 49% of her shots. She's – now, the thing with Dallas, because she's going to the Dallas Wings, and the Dallas Wings did make the playoffs last year. So this should make them better. And the crazy thing about all of this – the Aces lost our first round draft pick, and I still feel like we got better. Like, but that's another topic for another day. So the Washington Mystics get Aaliyah Edwards, and she made a name for herself. And obviously she was very good. You know, UConn was a good team all year, but she made a name for herself, but in a bad way. She had a moving screen when UConn could have had a crazy comeback, because they was down. I was watching this game while I was at the in the hospital, and they were down 10 points with like 2 or 3 minutes left, and they brought it, they got it all the way down to 2, and then Aaliyah Edwards, she made a moving screen, obviously killer for the team. And you know, the UConn Huskies end up losing, but regardless, man, she averaged 13 points, 7 rebounds, 1 point, almost 2 assists a game. She makes 59% of her shot. So Aaliyah Edwards, she's going to make a difference. Like, I watched her in that game against Iowa, and she was putting in work. Like, she was putting in work, and, you know, she's a forward, and she's going to do damage. So the Chicago Sky, they had their second pick in the first round, and they end up getting Angel Reese, forward from LSU, and the Bayou Barbie, she averaged 18.6 points a game, 12 rebounds, almost 2 assists, and she made 49% of her shots. I think that the Chicago Sky will be good again, but I don't think they'll be good enough for a championship, and I think eventually one of them, her or Camila Cardoso, is going to have to leave Chicago. I don't know who it's going to be. She's a forward. Camila is a center. But I think, like, don't get me wrong, they both are good. Neither one of them have a strong jump shot or mid-range. Now, you can work on these things. Asia Wilson, she got a nice mid-range. She works on that. You know, I don't think she had a super elite mid-range when she first came to the Aces. Now, yo, Angel or yo, in the finals, yo, my girl Asia did something so crazy. She did that 360 on her pivot. Obviously, she did a 360 left foot step back, and it was shitty. It was shitty, bro. It was shitty with the black Air Forces on. It was shitty. So Angel Reese, she could get that in her bag. But why I say that? Why do I say that? This was kind of the same thing with Liz Cambage and Asia Wilson. I watched it. They was like, you thought, like everyone says this, the Twin Towers. Salute, rest in peace to the Twin Towers. But everyone says this, oh, Twin Towers, they're going to be unstoppable, this and that. I'm telling you, sometimes it's like, it's too much. Sometimes you got too much size. And I think they'll make it work to where they are good enough for playoffs, but I don't think the Chicago Sky, with those two, Angel Reese and Camilla, I think they both got too much strong personalities, and I don't think they'll be able to win a championship together unless one of them just take the beta role. I think those are two alpha females, you know, and one of them is going to have to submit. It might be Angel Reese. Remember, both of them were number 10. Angel Reese is already submitted to being number 5. So maybe she'll be the beta female in that role as far as bigs, because you need a beta. Like, I love my girl Kia Stokes. I respect her. And I think that letting go to Liz Cambage was the best addition by subtraction I've ever seen in my life. We let go of Liz Cambage because when we first let her go, I was like, damn, really? Like, I don't know about that one. But we ended up winning the championship, and the Aces were better because they said, you know what, Asia, you are the big girl. You, it's all on you. Defense, everything is on you. You the big girl. And we need you on offense. And it was the best addition by subtraction I've ever seen. We've won back-to-back championships. So I think that might be the same for Chicago, but we never know. Alisa Peely or PE, I don't know. She played at Utah from Chicago, and she's going to the Minnesota Lynx, you know, and from what I've seen, she's going to be good. Obviously, she averaged almost 17 points per game, 6 rebounds, 1, almost 2 assists, and she made 51% of her shots. And making 51% of your shots as a forward is very good, so she'll be good. Carla Leedy, guard from France. I think this is the two France we got. We got two people from France back-to-back. She averaged 15.8, almost 16 a game. 2.5 rebounds and 5 assists. They do not have her field goal percentage. I guess they don't do that in France. And the next one is Lila Lacan, guard from France. And she averaged 12.7 points per game, 2.7 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. So Marquisha Davis, or Marquisha, I don't know which one it is, excuse me. She goes to the Liberty, guard out of Ole Miss. And, yeah, I guess they would need a guard. She averaged 8.7 points and 3.6 a game, 0.7 assists, and she made 44% of her shots. Remember, the Liberty were in the finals. They lost miserably against my Las Vegas Aces. And Brianna Stewart took a pay cut to stay with the Liberty. And I think she could have stayed anyways, but she wanted, I think, Raquel Jones to stay. So she took a pay cut, which I hate. I hate seeing people take pay cuts, but you got to think, man, these people are getting endorsements regardless of what you guys want to say. Bro, 250 bands a year for 4 months is a lot of money, and especially when you get endorsements on top of that. So I'm sure Breonna Stewart is good. And then the last pick is Niadu Puoch from Australia, and she has zero stats. Now, I do want to go to my Las Vegas Aces because we didn't get a first round draft pick because, you know, they was hating on us. They was acting like we did some tampering or we was cheating, whatever they tried to pull, but it didn't matter. We still had the greatest regular season of all time in the WNBA, and we won back-to-back championships. So you really, like, that's how you know we're going to win again, bro. If we could go through what we went through last year and win, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, it's not bull. Like, the Aces, we about winning, bro. So we got a draft pick. I'm trying to get to it, man. I'm super scrolling. We got De'Aisha Fair. People saying she is star in the making. She from Buffalo, and she is the third leading scorer in NCAA history. Like, she's a baller. So we got the number two scorer, who was initially the number one scorer until Caitlin Clark broke her record, Kelsey Plum. And now we got the number three scorer. She's going to be coming off the bench most likely because her height, I guarantee she won't be taking Jackie Young's spot. So we got Jackie, Kelsey, and then we got our two forward, or we got our forward, and then we got our center and power forward. Yeah, I don't think she'd be taking any of those spots. But, man, the Aces, we're not playing. So the beautiful thing about it, too, is I'm trying to find her. Elizabeth Kitley, I don't know if it was her or Kate Martin. I'm not sure. I got to actually find it. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so it's Kate Martin. So Kate Martin was on Iowa. Apparently, she didn't know she was going to be drafted. She just came to support Caitlin Clark, and the Las Vegas Aces ended up drafting her in the third round of the draft. And honestly, you talk about beautiful. You love to see it. I love to see it. So we don't know if she'll actually make the team with roster cuts, but I think she'll end up making the team. And yo, this girl, she's a baller. When I was watching these the Sweet 16 and Elite Eights and all of that, Final Four, yo, I like Kate Martin, number 22. She is a baller. You know, so I'm really, or not 22. Isn't she 22? I don't know why they both 22, but she's 20. But still, for sure. The Las Vegas Aces, they cleaned up, man. So I'm all for that. I'm all for it. So, yo, I'm getting disgusted by you guys. All of this shaming you guys are trying to do to Caitlin Clark and the WNBA players, I don't like it. First of all, you fucking imbeciles. If these women were playing, you realize they were playing in college for free. They should have been able to make money off of their name, image, and likeness regardless. That should have never been a rule. You know what I mean? I really don't understand why it was a rule in the first place, other than, you know, trying to hold on to any type of form of slavery that they can. I really don't understand why it was a thing. So they making like a big deal about Caitlin Clark, and she is supposedly, she's going to make about 70 something thousand her first year. Bro. Yeah, somebody says right here, Brandy. 76,000 American dollars as a WNBA salary. I am disgusted. Never knew it was so little. Again, this is my problem. If you didn't know this, it's because you haven't been watching women's basketball. And this is what she gets as a rookie. The Asia Wilson, like the big players, they make $250,000. And I know what you guys saying. Oh, compared to the guys, you got to stop comparing it to the guys. In the 70s and 80s, the guys, they were on regular flights as well. They didn't have charter flights. It wasn't until Magic Johnson and Larry Bird did what they did, and then Michael Jordan came in and did what he did, which took the NBA to new heights, till that's when players really started, you know, living the lavish life. You know, they was living good, you know, in 70s, like 80s, but, you know, you got to you compare that, like, bro, I'm not making nowhere close to 70,000 in 4 months of working. So I'm not understanding why people have such a problem with this. The NBA generates $10 billion a year. The WNBA generates $200 million a year. The WNBA is still a young league. The WNBA started in the late 90s. Like, whenever the 1990s Olympics happened, that was in Atlanta, I think they did a, because I watched the documentary, and Dawn Staley was in it because she was on that team. Whenever they did the USA women's basketball team, and it did so well, that's when they started the WNBA. So they are actually ahead of pace and the NBA, you know, as far as revenue and all of that stuff. And it's going to take time, bro. Like, I'm so sick of y'all. And this is from a woman, mind you. I don't like it because it's like you're trying to discourage women from going to the WNBA. I hated when Ice Cube did it and offered her $5 million. And I'm not going to lie, I think Ice Cube still says she would be able to play in the WNBA. But, bro, why would, first of all, anyone saying that her not going to the big three to play, you retarded. I'm telling you, you stupid as hell. She's a woman. We talking about the big three are people who played in the NBA, right? And they were too washed up to get on an NBA roster, but they still want to play. It's like Dwight Howard, he's playing overseas in China, right? He's too washed to play in the NBA, but he's still very good. He could play overseas. You know, he still got a name. He still very good. He could play over there. Bro, if she went and played in the big three, she would get embarrassed. She's a woman. We talking about grown men who played in the NBA. I just seen Kenny the Jet Anderson hit like 10 threes in a row. These guys know how to play basketball. Like, to make it to the, they say anyone who's ever made it to the NBA is because they can. It's not one person in the NBA who was like, oh, I can be a doctor. I'd rather do that. I'll go to the army. No, if you can play in the NBA, you play in the NBA. It's not like one of those things. It's like people who will play in the NBA, it's because they're great. It's not any way around it. They are great players. So if she was able to go to the big three, yeah, you'll probably get that $5 million, or you'll get that $5 million, but you're going to embarrass yourself. Like, you're going to embarrass yourself. I'm serious. Like, yo, women play with a smaller ball. And I, like, they play with a smaller ball, and women aren't strong as men. Now, could you imagine Asia Wilson playing in the NBA with the type of game she got a post game? Like, bro, you're not posting anyone in the NBA. It's like, I don't even like when guys be like, oh, a high school team. could beat a WNBA team. They probably could. Bro, like, they guys with testosterone. It's not a flex. Like, I'm serious. It's not a flex. Like, I'm trying to tell you. And we should look at it differently. So, I really hate... I heard Joe Biden says... Let me see if that's true. I heard Joe Biden was crying about it. Okay, so they said Joe Biden said WNBA players are underpaid. Did he really say that? Yeah, that's a little crazy. It said President Joe Biden called out the vast and longstanding pay gap between men and women in sports after current WNBA salaries drew widespread criticism on social media this week. Hey, Joe Biden, how about you meet with the fucking WNBA champions? Because I remember watching when the Las Vegas Aces went to the White House. It wasn't with Joe Biden. It was with Kamala Harris. Like, bro, you're a fucking idiot. Like, and I'm not like, and I'm not being political. This has nothing to do. This is purely me being irritated with people shitting on women for going to the WNBA, but not really supporting. Like, I don't know. It's ridiculous. Las Vegas has had a WNBA team since about 2017, I think, 2018. It's so many people that I know in the city that haven't went to games. And it's like, bro, y'all, you gotta support, man. Y'all not supporting. And then you wonder why. If they make it $200 million a year, how in the hell do you think they're going to get paid even $1 million a year? Now, what is kind of crazy is the coaches can get paid a lot of money. Becky Hammon got paid $1 million. So they can find the way to do it. I think they could find a way, like, you know, and they're going to find a way. I think with Caitlin Clark and Andrew Reese, a lot of eyes are going to be on it. But I haven't seen Russell Wilson. Let me see. Russell Wilson. I seen Russell Wilson said he was depressed over it or some shit like that. Let me see what Russell Wilson said. Oh, it didn't come up. Yeah, I seen somewhere it said Russell Wilson said he was like depressed or something about what Caitlin Clark is getting paid. Bro, y'all gotta shut the fuck up, man. If you're not supporting, because bro, I've always liked women's basketball. To me, it's not that big of a drop off. Like, it is a little bit of drop off just because they can't dunk. But bro, like, who? Okay, they can't dunk. That's one part of the game. It's one part of the game. They still cross bitches up. They still talk shit. Sometimes they scrap. It gets chippy. I don't understand what's the problem. You know? I don't get it, bro. I just don't. And y'all, and another thing, bro, y'all retarded. Another thing, y'all retarded as fuck, slow, retarded, stupid as fuck. Y'all sitting here acting like Caitlin Clark not still gonna get bread. Bro, she can make with the money she wants to make. I don't get what y'all going on about. They already talking about she about to get a $10 million deal, which we're gonna talk about in a minute. It was actually something else I wanted to... Ooh, that was crazy. It's actually something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, okay. I just wanted to look at this Caitlin Clark thing. because it was something weird with the reporter that I thought was super inappropriate. Damn, why didn't it just come up? That was like the biggest thing about Caitlin Clark. All right, so let me tell you, is this creepy or what?
Greg Doyle, Indie Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
So he put a heart up.
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's cool. Start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is.
So was it crazy?
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indie Star.
I think he was trying to be playful. Yo, people were saying this was sexual harassment. Like, this is why, yo, Twitter is a crazy place.
Quick, let me do this.
This is sexual harassment? He put a heart up.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Now she tried to dismiss him. It's like, oh, this is about my family.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is.
And he said, start doing to me, we'll get along just fine. I think y'all just a little, yo, bro, the internet is just full of Karens at this point. Like, people, like, bitch and complain over everything. And only why I say, it is weird for him to do it, but, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, bro, it's people out saying this is this is sexual harassment.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indie Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is. Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle.
Yeah, sexual harassment is crazy. I think he was just having a little fun. You got to think. Like, this is the biggest player that's coming to their franchise. He's a reporter. Bro, people are excited. Like, I'm excited just to see. I'm excited for what the future could be for the WNBA because, you know, that's why I was saying with Diana Taurasi, like, there have been a bunch of, like, really good white players. Obviously, Sue Bird. And they haven't transcended like Caitlin Clark. It's something about Caitlin Clark where she's just different. It's a lot of eyeballs on her. And I'm telling you, just because she can shoot from the parking lot. That's what it is. So it's just something different about her, you know, to where she just got a different gravity about her. And I think, you know, he may have just been a little geek, just a little starstruck. You know, I don't think it's that serious. I don't think it's that serious. So, keeping it on women's basketball, it's been a little weird because apparently Caitlin Clark, she's expected to receive a signature shoe from Nike. And this is per Sham, so this is pretty legit. And it says, here will be the list of active WNBA players with a current signature shoe. Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu, and Breonna Stewart, and obviously all white women. Now, the fans have been clamoring for an Asia Wilson signature shoe and still have yet to receive one. So the WNBA... Or not WNBA, but Nike, or actually, I guess just all of these companies overall is facing a little backlash because I think Sabrina is with Under Armour. Let me see. I think she's, let me see, Sabrina. Because at this point, she might have to leave. Oh no, Sabrina's with Nike too. Oh yeah, her shoes with Nike. Oh yeah, so if they don't want to give Asia Wilson a signature shoe, she might just have to leave. She's still playing the game. Now, the thing that confused me was I thought they was working on a Asia Wilson signature shoe. I remember seeing something not that long ago, and they were saying, here's the prototype. Bro. Because I'm trying to tell you, I just seen this not that long ago, and people thought the shoes was ugly. They was like, nah, that ain't it. You know, but then when I look at it, keeps saying potential, or, and I'm like, did they make these ugly? Because, bro, look at these shoes. And remember, who is it? Cheryl Miller? They, I think she had her own, not Cheryl Miller. Damn. How did I forget her name? Because she had her own shoe. She was the first women's basketball player to get her own shoe. And she won like 4 championships in a row. She was the shit with the Houston Comets, I think. But anyways, so Asia Wilson, they brought up the prototype. Oh my God, bro. I'm gonna mess with my mom because she one of those super, she like the Trump people are. She like that for the Democrats. So I'm gonna say that to her about Joe Biden. Like Joe Biden over here crying about women's pay gap because it's Caitlin Clark, but he ain't give a fuck about none of the black chicks. That's gonna piss my mom off. So yes, Nike recently released a prototype for the signature shoe of Asia Wilson, and is recognized as one of the top players, which she should be the top player. Obviously, she won back to back. That was the first time that happened since, I think, what was it, 2000 or some shit like that. Bro, just show the shoe, man. Where's the shoe? Oh my God. Anyways, you get the gist. So I'm not really sure what's going on, but people been kind of like mad because they're like, yo, Nike being racist. And I do think it's a little crazy, you know, that Asia Wilson hasn't had her own shoe. Like, bro, I got Asia Wilson chips up in my room, like from Ruffles. Like, so I'm not sure why she doesn't have her own shoe. Like, you telling me the Sabrina Ionescu's is selling out the park? No. Like, my niece plays basketball. I don't see anyone with no Sabrina Ionescu's on. Like, none of the girls. So, like, stop it, bro. Like, y'all can give Asia Wilson a shoe. She got back-to-back championships, two MVP. Like, y'all really, like, showing your biases. And Caitlin Clark should have a signature shoe. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it fucked up. She should have a signature shoe. Caitlin Clark